For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney. State lawmakers are in the final month of this year's legislative session, with most of the year's priority bills still being debated. This week, a Senate subcommittee opted to hold until next year's session a controversial portion of the massive school improvement bill in hopes of securing passage for the remainder of the bill this year. The bill, which has already passed in the House of Representatives, is viewed as the most important matter for the legislature this session. The so-called accountability section of the bill is being left behind. It spells out how the state should deal with failing schools and troubled districts. The portion advancing raises starting teacher pay and eliminates some standardized testing. Senate Education Committee Chairman Greg Hembree.
We're eager to move the parts out that we can, that the calendar will allow us to move out this year, hopefully, and then but then continue working on that accountability piece, which is terribly important. I mean, that is a very important element of the bill, but we'll take that up next year.
Fairfield County Senator Mike Fanning, a former school teacher, says the legislature needs to start over with a new bill next year and begin by listening to teachers.
They will tell us that what we're doing with testing and accountability, what we're doing with new mandates to retain more students, none of that impact is nearly as big as just reducing the number of kids in a classroom, taking mandates off teachers and letting them teach.
Senate and House leaders still hope to see the education bill pass this session. The Senate passed and sent to the House this week a bill that sets criteria for the merging of school districts in some of the state's smallest counties. And next year's proposed state budget contains $159 million for teacher pay raises. Another bill the leadership is pushing has hit a bump in the road, a package of economic incentives to help lure the headquarters of the Carolina Panthers from North Carolina to Rock Hill is being held up by Columbia Senator Dick Harpootlian, who says lawmakers aren't being provided enough information about potential benefits of the deal.
This is about, does it make good sense to spend taxpayers' money to support the economic activities of an entity owned by a billionaire? This is the kind of analysis we need to be very careful with, because we shouldn't be giving taxpayers' money away unless we're getting a benefit for it.
Governor Henry McMaster told reporters this week he thinks passage of both the education bill and the incentives bill for the Panthers is critical, and urged lawmakers to find a way to see them enacted into law.
I'm concerned that we may send the wrong message to the rest of the country and to the world if we don't take this opportunity to strengthen our educational system and also to react positively to a great business opportunities as is presented by the Panthers.
The House has passed and sent to the Senate the bill to require Uber and Lyft vehicles to display lighted signs at night. The bill is on a fast track following the death of a 22-year-old USC student 2 weeks ago after she apparently got into a car she thought was her Uber ride. Lexington Representative Micah Caskey is a co-sponsor of the bill.
What we want people to do is to be able to see the car from a distance, not just in the most tragic of circumstances, but in the everyday situation where people are stepping out into roadways, into busy parking lots to try and see, you know, a little sticker. We want to make that easier for people at night.
It's doubtful the Uber bill will pass during this year's session. After this week, bills pending that haven't passed one house of the legislature or another can't make it into law this year except under extra special circumstances. Not making this year's deadline, a fetal heartbeat abortion bill, legalizing the use of medical marijuana, and a number of pro-gun and gun restriction bills. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Russ McKinney.